Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. Kedusha D'Yotzer, we've been learning the first Baruch HaBirchas Krishma, and we're up to the words, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, blessed is the glory of Hashem, Mimkomo, from His place. We last left off. What is Mimkomo? This sentence, this part of Kedusha, that we say several times a day, let alone a week or a year, many have been saying it for decades and decades and don't know what it means. Blessed is the glory of Hashem from His place. What does that mean? So the first explanation we offered is Mimkomo. We use the name of Hashem of Makom to delineate when we feel distanced from Hashem. When we don't feel connected, we don't feel close, we don't necessarily feel His presence. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu introduces one of the sons, the Rasha, HaMakom Yenachem, and so on and so forth. But I want to share with you an insight of the Maharal on last week's Parsha. Today is Tuesday, you're still allowed to quote last week's Parsha. On Parshas Shmos, because just like it's not a coincidence when the Daf and the Parsha intersect, it's also not a coincidence when Siddur Snippets and the Parsha intersect. Everything is by design. So in last week's Parsha, when Hashem introduces Himself to Moshe, He does so specifically from a burning bush, a really extraordinary phenomena that everyone else is walking by, but Moshe is Sar Liros, he stops to see, and what he sees is Asne Inenu Ukal, he sees that the bush is not being consumed. Parenthetically, some say, how do you know that grandchildren from the Torah are called an einikel? Hasne einenu ukal. Einenu ukal is an einikel, something that doesn't consume, doesn't disappear, never ends. A continuity, a third generation, einenu ukal. It's not a real perish. That's just something people say. Anyway, so hasne einenu ukal. What is this bush? Moshe's walking by and he sees it. Roses, violets, bougainvillea, some magnificent floral arrangement. From what is God appearing to him? So Rashi says, undoubtedly you know this because you did Shnayim Mikra last week, Mitoch Hasneh, that Hashem speaks to Moshe from the bush, Velo Ilan Acher. It's a thorn bush. It's a lowly thorn bush. You would never, your landscaper designer would never intentionally put it in your backyard. It's a sneh, it's a thorn bush. It's a function of the wilderness. And why specifically a lowly thorn bush? Why not a magnificent, beautiful floral arrangement? Mishum, because of a pasuk in Tehillim, Imo Anochi Bitzara. Hashem says, Moshe, you're in such a low place, the Jewish people are suffering, they're struggling, they're oppressed, they're persecuted. I'm not going to appear to you from a magnificent flowers, magnificent landscape, but rather from a sneh, a lowly thorn bush, because this is a kiyum, a fulfillment of Imo Anochi Bitzara. So the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal of Prague, 16th century, in his commentary on Rashi, the Gur Aryeh writes the following: Eina perish klashu b'tzara. What do you mean, Imo Anochi b'tzara? God is with Moshe, the Ribbono Shalom is with the Jewish people in a state of tzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Infinite, the All-Powerful, He's able to be in a state of tzara? He can be in a place of suffering? Says the Maharal, Chas v'shalom lo markach, God forbid to suggest or imply that in fact God could even put Himself in a position as if He's suffering. Ach perusho shu yizborach asur bezikim b'Yisrael. What it means is, if the Jewish people were chained, then Hashem electively, Hashem voluntarily presents, demonstrates, as if He Himself is chained. Is He chained? Of course not. He's the omnipotent, infinite one. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a good mood, a happy mood, a sad mood. He's not free. He's not imprisoned. He is everything. So when He describes Himself, Imo Anochi Betzara, by appearing from a snail, lowly thorn bush, it's not because in fact He actually intrinsically or inherently is in pain, but rather it's simply how He's demonstrating. So when the Jewish people are compromised, when we're struggling and suffering, the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to be that way as well, and therefore He's not b'shleimus. Kadosh Baruch Hu's dominion over the world, the kavod, the glory of Hashem, is not at its height. People don't see it. And the Jewish people are deservedly or undeservedly accused and highlighted and focused on. And the Jewish people are struggling. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu is not shalem. Uluficha chaya nirla b'sneh, amor lecha al kiein malchusa b'shleimus. So Hashem appears to Moshe not from some magnificent landscape, but He appears from a lowly thorn bush to tell him, I'm with you. I feel your pain. And just as you're incomplete as you're going through this, the Jewish people, So too, while inherently, of course, I'm complete, I'm God, but I'm presenting as if I'm incomplete in order to align myself and to identify and to feel a sense of empathy with you. Why am I sharing this with you in Siddur snippets? This belongs in a Parsha Shir on Shmos last week. Listen how the Maharal ends. Achein roi l'cha l'das ki kol inyan zeh mitzara olam hazeh ki Yisrael ahim ba'olam hazeh. V'kasher Yisrael b'tzara az ein ma'chusa b'shleimus ba'olam hazeh. We live in the here and now, we live in the physical world. And when here and now in the physical world there's anti-Semitism, there's oppression, there's persecution, then Hashem feels our pain and presents Himself as if He too is in pain, corresponding with our reality and our experience in the here and now and in this world. Aval! But says the Maharal, etzem kavodo, when it comes to His true glory, when it comes to His true essence, when it comes to His greatness, baruch kavod Hashem mimkomo, rak kasher anu bochanim malchusa b'olam hazeh, ki'ilu ein malchusa b'shleimus. So says the Maharal, you know what it means, baruch kavod Hashem mimkomo? Says the Maharal, incredible yesod, an amazing principle, that Hashem appears to us based on where we are at. So when we're on top of the world, He appears to us on top of the world. And when we're beaten down, He climbs down in the pit to sit right next to us, as if He too is imprisoned and shackled, as if He too has been sent to the pit. Hashem interacts with us according to the level that we're on. In essence, in truth, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. Mimkomo, from His place, Baruch Kvod Hashem. When we glorify Him, when we relate to Him, when we think about Him, He's perfect, He's infinite, He's omnipotent. Mimkomo, from His place and His perspective, everything is right. But from our place, where we're at any given time, at any given moment, that's how He appears to us. And that's how He connects with us, and that's how He spends time with us. This is also the Gemara Megillah Chavtes. Bo re'e kama chavivin Yisrael fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebechol mokam shegalu shechina imahem. Wherever we were exiled, Hashem came with us. Galu Mitzrayim shechina imahem. And the Gemara goes on. Each place we were exiled, every time we suffer, He suffers with us. Not because in His essence He's incomplete or suffering, that's impossible. He's God, He's omnipotent. Baruch Kvod Hashem mimkomo, from His place it's all glory. But He chooses to relate to us where we're at. He's a father, He's a loving parent. And therefore He doesn't come when we're low down and come in whistling and skipping. He climbs down with us, He sits on the floor with us, He cries with us. Imo anochi b'tzara is not in contradiction with Baruch Kvod Hashem,